Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We're on chapter 3 of the social system of Islam, which is part 3 as well, and this particular topic is discussing the Islamic form, the Islamic system of building a municipality. How should a city be run from the Islamic perspective? It's a very important issue because it discusses a variety of things, from the Islamic approach to how to have a Muslim or Islamic image as far as a city is concerned. And although we've discussed a lot of social elements to how we need to interact with other citizens in a city, we haven't discussed what the basis of this city should look like from an Islamic perspective. And Islam does have a lot to say when it comes to building, when it comes to the dividing of, for example, responsibilities and things like that. What the public space should be, what the private dominion should be. A lot of these other very, very interesting things to do with cultural centers, religious centers, educational facilities, hygiene, public cleanliness, how a house should be divided and things like that. So it is indeed an interesting topic to look into, and there's a lot that all of us can benefit from. Another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, "Bakiru bi-sadaqa," which means pay sadaqa in the mornings. You're leaving the house, you're just about to cross the road, you're just about to get in your car, you have this little sadaqa box of yours, you put in a few coins and you start off your day positively, also having given charity. That's, you know, you feel very uplifted when you do give sadaqa. You feel that you've done something. And that's the humanity of it. That's the humane side of who you are. Another hadith. And so the morning is very important. And one hadith says that if you do pay sadaqa in the morning, your bad omen will be removed for the rest of the day. Another hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that Jum'ah is a day of sadaqah, that you should pay your sadaqah also on a Jum'ah. We know that anything that we do as far as acts of worship is concerned is multiplied in its reward on a Friday. And so charity also is very good to be given on that time. Another hadith from Imam Sadiq, where he says that when you start a trip, you should be paying, you should pay sadaqah. Iftatih safaraka bis-sadaqati. This hadith is from Imam Sadiq. Start off your trip with sadaqah. Waqra ayatul kursi idha bada lak. And also you should recite ayatul kursi. You should also recite ayatul kursi whenever you remember it. Then there's another case where Imam Ridha salamullahi alayhi, he says that you should pay sadaqa at the time of iftar. من تصدق وقت إفطاره على مسكينين برغيف غفر الله له ذنبه وكتب له ثواب عتق رقبة من ولد إسماعيل. Beautiful hadith. So at the time of iftar. Also, another application for when is the best time to pay sadaqah. In Rajab, the best time to pay sadaqah. In Sha'ban, the best time to pay sadaqah. In Ramadan al-Mubarak, in Shahr Ramadan al-Mubarak, the best time to pay sadaqah. Now, Let me read the hadith. من تصدق في هذا الشهر, يعني in شهر رمضان, the Holy Prophet says, whoever pays صدقه in the شهر, holy month of رمضان, من تصدق في هذا الشهر بصدقه غفر الله له, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them.
آیت الله جوادی آملی, the author of the book مفاتیح الحیات, the keys of life.
این مفاتیح باید دو جلد باشه, چندین سال این حرف گفته میشه.
This book مفاتیح ought to be in two volumes.
یه جلدش هی مفاتیح الجنان است, چه فرون دماغی و سواب داره, فرون روزون است.
One volume, the present volume مفاتیح الجنان, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره, دعا هم داره, ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی. اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره, همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Now, what are the applications of sadaqah? Is it only giving out money and coins? The answer is no. You can do sadaqah in a variety of ways. One is by doing something good. By doing something good. The Holy Prophet says, كُلُّ مَعْرُوفٍ صَدَقَةٍ. Anything that is good is صَدَقَةٍ. Even in the Holy Quran, it says, الْكَلِمَةُ الطَّيِّبَةً, that a nice statement that you're saying to someone is a kind of صَدَقَةٍ. Number two, being kind and doing something nice to someone is a form of صَدَقَةٍ. Number two, أَفْضَلُ الصَّدَقَةٍ, the Holy Prophet says, the best form of صَدَقَةٍ is سَقِيُ الْمَاءٍ, is irrigating water, which means you build a well, you build pipes, you allow people to have access to water. That is the best form of sadaqah. Another example is explaining something to a deaf person, someone who cannot hear, you explain something to them. إِسْمَاعُ الْأَصَمِّ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَضَجُّرِينَ صَدَقَةٌ هَنِيئَةٌ. This hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Another example, another application, نَشْرُ الْعِلْمِ, spreading knowledge is a form of sadaqah. Another example, إِطْعَام, we've mentioned feeding someone is a form of sadaqah. Another example, tolerating people, you know, being there for people is a form of sadaqah. Then, of course, we need to remember that, you know, you want to make sure that your sadaqah gets to the right place. You want to make sure that it is without any kind of minniyah or favoring. You know, when you're giving something to someone, you want to make sure that you preserve their dignity, their respect. There's that very famous story from Imam Hussein alayhi salam when he gave charity to a beggar who came knocking on their door. He gave it behind the door, so he didn't allow himself to see the beggar. So he gave it like that. And then he was asked, why did you do that? He said, because I didn't want to see the person face to face. So the next time this person does see me, he doesn't feel humiliated, you know, that I gave him some sadaqah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi reminds us that we need to make sure that we have pure intention. La khayra, he says to Imam Ali, Ya Ali, la khayra fil qawli illa ma'al fi'l. There's no benefit, there's no goodness in saying something unless you have your actions to back it up and support it. Wala sadaqa illa ma'al niyya. And there's no sadaqa, there's no true charity giving unless you have the pure intention for it. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.